I think I'd pay the price for at least a minute to dry. I'm trying to remember. I think they were more than $500,000, if I remember right. It was the one I was thinking of because it was extended wheelbase, dual axle. I mean, I couldn't believe that thing was driving. It was off-roading to unbelievable. I'm going along a road here with ditches. I'm like, this thing would have driven down the road and crossed all these ditches with no problem. I'm almost like, well, you could do it at double the speed probably of a deuce and a half.
Yeah, you know, Gary, you got it. That's the right one. I think it was called a 4x4x4. And I'm not 100% sure what the model name was, but it was a G wagon, and the version was, I think, a 4x4x4, and it had locking axles, and they were interlocked, and there were switches on the dashboard for it, and it was really an awesome setup, but it was absurdly high money, like you say. I think it was like $500,000, you know, it was some ridiculous amount of money. But it was real fancy. It was really, really cool. And they were really well built. They had these huge red shock absorbers all around them, and it was just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing thing. But fun car. I have pictures of it somewhere. I saw one once, and I took all kinds of pictures. I think they're on my cell phone. But, yeah, I'm familiar with what you're talking about, and that was one of those inverted axles that we were discussing. So, interesting, Gary, how long have you been in radio, what got you started in radio, over?